Federal prosecutors in Germany have charged a Moroccan man in connection with the September 11th attacks. German authorities are conducting dozens of separate investigations into suspected members of terror organizations. But yesterday's announcement was the first time German authorities have brought criminal charges against a suspected accomplice to the terror attacks. NPR's Guy Raz joins me now from Berlin. Who is being charged and what are the charges?
Well, Renee, his name is Munir El-Motassadik. He's a 28-year-old Moroccan national, and he came to Germany in 1995 on a student visa. Now, he was arrested last November on suspicion of being involved with the Hamburg cell here in Germany. Germany's federal prosecutor, Kai Nehm, held a news conference where he announced that El-Motassadik will be charged with conspiracy for facilitating the plot to carry out the terror attacks.
And what kind of evidence have the prosecutors there made public?
Well, the prosecutors have really presented El-Motassadik as the man who was charged with holding the fort in Hamburg. El-Motassadik had full power of attorney over a bank account that was owned by one of the September 11 hijackers. The prosecutors here are saying that he was in charge of shepherding money from this bank account to an account in Florida. He even had the cash card for that account. The other point of evidence that the prosecutors laid out was that El-Motassadik received military training at an al-Qaeda camp in the spring of 2000 in Afghanistan. He apparently also stayed at an al-Qaeda guest house during that time. Now, El-Motassadik is now believed to have been one of the members of the now famous Hamburg cell, which was made up of about seven people. Three of those were eventually hijackers. One, an additional person, was supposed to be a hijacker, but his visa was denied four times, his visa to the United States. And El-Motassadik allegedly tried to help this man, Ramzi bin al-Shib, attain a visa.
If convicted of these charges, what kind of sentence would this defendant be looking at?
Well, the charges against El-Motassadik will now be sent to a federal court. And then, of course, the court will set a trial date. Now, charges of conspiracy in this case could carry a pretty hefty sentence, as much as a life term.
And the Germans, do they have any other terrorist suspects in custody?
Well, the prosecutor, Kai Nehm, said that at least 100 people are under investigation at the moment, but very, very few of them are under detention. The laws of detention here in Germany are very strict. It's hard to keep somebody in custody longer than 48 hours unless you get a court order to do that. But basically, once they're under suspicion, even if they're released, they're going to be placed under 24-hour surveillance. So that's probably the situation with many of these 100 people who are now being investigated.
Now, a German newspaper is reporting today that an Islamic cleric who lived in Britain may have coordinated al-Qaeda cells in Europe. What do you know about this case?
This is an interesting case. Abu Qatada, he is a Muslim cleric who had lived in Britain, and some prosecutors have alleged that he was the head of a radical group called Al-Tahweed. Now, he was convicted in absentia of conspiracy to attack U.S. and Israeli installations in 2000 by a court in Jordan. Abu Qatada is no longer in Britain. He mysteriously disappeared in February when some of these allegations began to surface. He's also been called Bin Laden's European ambassador by a leading judge in Spain. So somebody who is obviously being investigated, and prosecutors are trying to find out where he is.
Thank you very much. NPR's Guy Raz in Berlin.